My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson is back. 97.1 The Ticket. Good to be with you on a Friday, a fabulous football Friday. Wolverine Spartan fans, what do the experts have wrong about your team? Lions fans, is there anything still underrated about your team? And I thought we came up with good ones. I think the culture, I think we in Detroit underrate how incredibly important this is. Gator, you still think it's Jared Goff? Kang thinks it's the linebackers.
I'm so glad Kang said the linebackers instead of you.
What?
Well, it's just...
He only thinks one guy.
I mean, I get it. But it, now, like, if you had said it, we'd be like, all right, whatever. But Kang says it, and now we have some credibility to it, right? Which isn't really, you know what I'm saying. It's just that you're obviously very impressed with Jack Campbell. We know this. We've been doing a show, and yeah, you're a Jack Campbell guy. Mm-hmm. Got it. And I like Jack Campbell, too. Maybe not as much as you do. So it means something that Kang corroborates your opinion.
When Dan Miller came on the air from Lions Camp, the first thing he says is, hey, look, dog, that's Jack Campbell.
That was funny.
I was also kind of proud of myself when there was an interception and was a black dude. And I'm like, Jack Campbell with the pick. It's Jack Campbell.
I'm like, that's not Jack Campbell.
I'm like, I know.
let me believe.
Let's go to Terrence in Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Terrence.
Fellas, happy Friday. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
I'm good. I love the topic of the Lions. I was talking with my dad about what I feel is underrated, and just to extend what you guys were talking about, I feel something that there needs to be more excitement behind it. I think it's underrated that people don't truly realize how great it was for Brad Holmes to retain both of his coordinators. You guys know how hard it is to retain them in a league where the turnover is extremely high. And for, you know, I think Stafford went through, like 4 or 5. He had Scott Linehan and Lombardi, Jim Bob Cooter, and Daryl Bevell. So For Jared Goff to not have to go through that, I think people need to get more excited that these guys have bought into this idea of finishing the job, right? Everybody can't do what Pat Mahomes did and get 2 rings with 2 different coordinators, with Bieniemy and then Matt Nagy. Like, that's not ideal for everybody. You want to be able to have some type of consistency, and for them to buy in where there were 5 or 6 head coach jobs lined up for Ben Johnson if he truly wanted it to, for him to be able to stay, for him and Eric Glenn to stay, I think there needs to be much more excitement about that, and I can very much see the road to the NFC or the road to the Super Bowl going through Ford Field because of that.
Yeah, Terrence, it's a really good point, and I hadn't thought about it until you started listing the coordinators that Matt Stafford had. My God. I mean, it was a new coordinator, it seemed like, every other year. And the stability is a big deal. I mean, you know what? I've talked to, when you have a veteran team and a system, it's almost like the team runs itself. Like, they can blow the whistles and do and run through practice without coaches there.
Right.
And because they're so, everybody is locked in on what you're trying to do.
Exactly. And so now for Jared Goff to have had Anthony Lynn and now Ben Johnson and still Ben Johnson, I need people to get more excited about that, because people don't understand how hard it is for the quarterback and OC to be on the same page more times than not.
I hope, I don't think this is realistic, but maybe it is, because Ben Johnson might be just different. But wouldn't it be fantastic with Aaron Glenn as well if both of these guys didn't mind being lifers as coordinators, dude, like they're going to get their opportunities. But how great would it be if, like, you know, you got the next Monty Kiffin or Norman Chow or whatever, you know what I mean? Guys that were just forever
right.
coordinators and legendary as coordinators. Yeah, I went Norm Chow.
You did go Norm Chow.
Real Norm Chow.
Real
Norm,
not the fake Chow. Not this fake Chow stuff.
No.
Nothing but the real thing. The real thing tastes so much sweeter.
248-539-9797.
Sometimes not sweet.
Bob is in Shelby and he's next. Hi, Bob.
Hey, guys. Welcome back, Gator.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks for taking my call. No, just a couple of things relative to the Nate Sudfeld at number two QB. I mean, I texted it about a week ago when that came out. And I mean, I think anyone who actually truly believes that Wolverines make good house pets. yeah, you knew it was going to happen. The one thing, just a couple things I want to touch on as far as the Brad Holmes. I think the best move going back that he ever made was brokering the Matt Stafford for Jared Goff trade with all the capital. I mean, not only did you turn this guy's career around, you turned his psyche around, and then you raided the SEC, and you got some guys that really turned SOL into SBL, right? I mean, honestly, I think this year, not to run down real quick, but I don't know that they're going to win 12 games. I think it's going to be a tougher schedule. Now, we're playing three teams that we played in the playoffs last year, so it's going to be a tougher road, but I think they're going to get there. I think they're going to get to the NFC, and I think they're going to get to the Super Bowl. And my last point is, and this is a point of contention, I think 2 years from now, I just see Hendon Hooker being under center, the starting quarterback for the Lions.
Wow. Wow. I mean, look, I'm in no rush to push Jared Goff out.
No.
But, I mean, that would imply incredible development. And
or an injury.
I mean, I guess, yeah. I don't even want to go there right now.
I don't want to go there. Well, it undermines my thing.
Yeah.
Jared Goff is underrated.
SBL?
Super Bowl Lions.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
I think. Yeah. I think it sounds good.
Do we have to? We don't have to do that, right? Talk about Hendon Hooker's future right now?
No.
It goes right back to what Gator was saying earlier. Yeah, the disrespect. Why would you even talk about the backup quarterback if you don't? Do you respect Jared Goff and what he's doing?
I do.
No need to talk about the backup.
You know what? I just hope that Hendon Hooker is what they think he is, which is a capable backup at this point.
Yep.
Obviously, a different skill set altogether, and we get excited about the eyes get wide, the mouth opens up. Oh, look at that run. And it's great. And he throws a nice pass, but he's got a lot to learn, a long way to go, and maybe long-term plans, he is the guy. But right now, Jared Goff looks to me like the quarterback of a Super Bowl contending team.
Let's be clear here. If that's a topic for so far down the road, and I don't think it's particularly constructive right now.
Thank you,
Doug. Yeah. Next up is Demetrius. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Demetrius.
Hey guys, thanks for taking the call. Welcome back, Gator.
Thank you.
I think that the word I want to use is that's underrated is vision. It might be continuity, but I'm going to go with vision because I think when I go back to that Zoom call 2 days after Thanksgiving in 2020, and it was my first real exposure to Sheila, she used the word collaborate and collaboration over and over. And if you trace back everything they've done, whether it's that group of people that chose Campbell before Holmes, and everybody thought that was a big deal, or that they chose those two guys and everything they've done since, that might be culture. I feel like it's vision. At the top, Sheila had a strategy, an idea of what she wanted this team to be. And I think that these guys consistently execute to that same vision from almost 4 years ago that, to me, that's how you get to Norm Chow's, right? If you have them right now.
We're doing?
Right?
Yeah. Right? Let's get this trending. So
I think it all goes back to Sheila in 2020 and that vision and hiring the right people to execute it. And I think that people underrate that these guys, I'm down for Norm Fowles, man.
Dude, first of all, thank you for the Norm Chow reference and the two Norm Chows. But, yeah, I mean, it's weird to see the Lions lay out a plan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Execute the plan, and the plan works.
Yeah, that's new to us. We've never seen it.
No.
It's shocking to us, it's but fun. That's what we're watching. We've been watching it for 4 years, and we still feel a little bit of, wait, what?
Yeah.
But that's what they've been doing. I think that's it. It's underrated.
Thank you, Demetrius. 248-539-9797. It's getting some traction. What is the most the thing that's still underrated about our Lions, Wolverine, Spartan fans? What do the experts have wrong about your team? Let's go back to your phone. No, let's do ticket text at 248-539-9797. We got, I think the Lions linebacking core is still underrated. Great run stopping strength, amazing sideline to sideline speed, and above average in coverage. That's from Brian in a truck in Utah and Wyoming today. Wow. Thanks for listening. Odyssey app, baby. Gator's 100% right. I'm so sick of hearing people say he's not a top tier quarterback. But here's a graphic of all the major quarterback statistics that he's in the top five over the last 5 years. Well, the thing we talked about last year is he did it last year with two rookies contributing and outside of Amon-Ra, who at the time wasn't getting love as being one of the best receivers in the league, the only thing he had that we knew was elite was an O-line going into last year. Now Amon-Ra is getting love as being elite.
Yep.
And Laporta...
Full transparency here. I was hesitant to put him in that category, but I think he's right there now.
We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Are you going to eat that at 12:35?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.